Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
Easter Community Radio, 101.9 FM, Kanema, Sierra Leone.
Welcome to Yegesa Africa Radio Magazine program. This is your food security.
Hello, and welcome to Yenkasa African Radio Magazine program, FM 101.9 Kenema. In this special edition, civil society talks on the status of family farming. Stay tuned and join the venture to grow the food that you eat.
Ingo make it money and go back in the bush for go do agriculture.
In the 1960s and 70s, Sierra Leoneans produced sufficient rice for sustenance and exports to neighboring countries. This was supported by the central government through its provision of farming inputs, resource personnel, and materials. This trend has changed over the last three decades, and now most Sierra Leoneans depend on imported rice for their daily sustenance. In an interview with the Eastern Regional Chairman of Civil Society Movement Sierra Leone, Augustine A. Sano, land, labor, and financial shortages could be blamed for the current status of family farming in Sierra Leone.
For find out more, what to bring this kind of change, Civil Society Movement, the Eastern Regional Chairman.
He started by evaluating the current status of family farming.
You will find out that the food where they grow, they do able to cater for their feeding needs.
You'll find that the food that they grow in their farms or swamp will, no matter which one, last for about 3 months, then it's finished.
Because then constraints then they about the issue of land ownership.
The yields are never enough to take care of their feeding needs. They eat all of these before the raining or farming season is over. You hardly see locally grown rice and other closed substitutes in the market because they are not enough for those who are growing them, let alone supply them to the market.
Especially when they talk, say, minerals don't come out. They just take a whole land, including wetlands as well, they give out.
Because of all these constraints of land ownership, land grabbing, competition for the land and labor between mining companies against agricultural companies, and family farmers on the other side, where there is no demarcation of land for mining and the other reserve for agriculture, especially for subsistence farming, there are a lot of issues in the food sector to the level that family farmers cannot grow what they eat.
Some don't turn bike riders. Then there is also the issue of mining, especially like holding the rains.
They allocate a block of land, including wetlands, to mining companies, especially when they hear about minerals like gold and diamond without consideration for agriculture. So all these undermine the agricultural sector and the achievement of food security.
If you go to the community, a good number of the young people don't go to the mining area.
Every family has youth that might assist to provide labor for the family. But many of these young people, who are supposed to be helping their families in undertaking farming activities, leave the countryside to go to bigger towns and cities. Many have become commercial bike riders just to have quick access to money to support their respective families. There is also the issue of mining. If you go to the villages right now, you will find that most of the young men have gone to gold or diamond mining areas.
One vox pop where I conduct, then say when they make money, then say explain the reason.
So, if competition for land and labor force continues between miners and farmers, government is on the verge of formulating a policy around land protection and allocation. In the meanwhile, a high rate of able-bodied youths have now migrated from rural areas to urban towns and cities for commercial bike riding. In random interviews conducted around Kenema City, commercial bike riders advanced reasons for the limited choices they have.
Mina Ibrahim Tarawali, commonly known as Mutu, district welfare for bike riders in your Kenema.
I am Ibrahim Tarawali, commonly known as Mutu.
I come on at Mano Junction, Nongowa Chiefdom.
I'm from Mano Junction, Kenema District. My mother and father were farmers. We used to plant rice, corn, and potatoes. There came a time when we used to grow all these crops in an area sold to miners, who dug and dug everywhere and left the land in a river form. We had no more land to farm. That's why I personally traveled to Kenema. I'm very grateful to God that my bike riding now provides money for me to buy Chinese rice for me and my family.
The place will become a river now. We're not able to live farm. This is some of the reasons make like me.
My name is Ansu Dauda.
My name is Ansu Dauda.
I come on Jawe Madina.
I came from Jawe Madina.
The
place we used to farm was sold to Gold Tree Company, leaving just a small piece of land for my family. I come from a family of 18, and we cannot survive on the small portion of land we have access to now. If we plant like a bushel and half of rice, the harvest will last for not more than 3 months. So I decided to come to Kenema City and to start bike riding. My name is Bashiru Koroma. I'm from Baoma Junction. There is no more bush over there. Where I grew up, there was no more farming land. They have sold everything. It's just like a war. Everybody has vacated the area because there is no private land for family farming. It doesn't mean that we don't want to work, but there is no more land to cultivate. That's why we've started bike riding. I am Mustafa Bangali. I come from Tinkoko in Bo District. My late father had 4 wives and 19 children. All of us used to live off farming. Since the death of our father, our uncle sold the land to mining companies who used caterpillar excavators to dig the land. I had no choice but to move to Kenema, where I started commercial bike riding.
The involuntary choice of many youths that are now commercial bike riders has negatively impacted the market situation, especially for rice. Mrs. Izatu Munu sells rice at the main fishery market in Kenema City.
We do not have sufficient locally produced rice to sell, so we are selling more imported rice than locally produced rice. We go to Lebanese importers to buy from them so that we can sell to the public. Often, the price of imported rice rises, but we don't have an alternative since Sierra Leoneans do not go to bed without eating rice.
It becomes much more complicated as we unravel the plight of each sector of family farming in Sierra Leone today. However, the Civil Society Eastern Regional Chairman, Augustine Seno, believes the central government has a major role to play.
The government fast-track policy, function and laws.
The government must formulate a fast-track policy.
Let them come out clearly on agricultural lands and
functional laws, people-centered laws. It must guarantee the allocation of agricultural land, no matter who comes and what amount of money they offer. It must guarantee farmers the possibility to harvest and sustain their families. This support should go further to focus on female family farmers by reducing the price of machines and also by giving soft loans.
One organization waiting in Oja for develop agriculture in Asalo.
What role can the Parliament of Sierra Leone play in passing the new bill? We put this question to Honorable Member Josephine McHugh of the Parliament Agriculture Committee.
They put modalities in place that would away gets the idea to come build up agriculture.
As members of Parliament, we will ensure that we support the bill in Parliament. Thank God the civil society is in it.
We all join hands together.
Supporting us so that we can have policies that will protect our people.
It's all said, but remains to be done. Recent governments have always preached promotion of farming, but the status in the market and homes do not reflect the campaign.
Plenty, plenty thank you to Eastern Community Radio FM 101.9.
I've been your presenter and producer, Ahmed G. Kalon. I say, let everybody farm to achieve food self-sufficiency in Sierra Leone. Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
This is Yenkaza Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming.
In collaboration with AMARC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.